Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Mountain Point's Justin Hager is accused of emailing critical strategies and plays to opposing coaches.
Hager decided to quit before the district could fire him, but the board decided not to let him off the hook so easily.
All right, now we've got more news about this disgraced high school coach caught betraying his own team. I mean, where do we even start? I actually think that we should start with, well, in a second, he may finally get the punishment he deserves, but didn't you want some reporter to go to his house, Mac, and...
I wanted him confronted.
Grilled.
Yeah.
Confronted.
Yeah, and the first question would be,
what's your first question? Are you this loser? Yeah.
No. Okay.
Don't use the term lightweight and loser that way anymore.
It's a term of endearment. I just said loser.
Don't use that word. I would say he is a Benedict Arnold. So if you... There was a 12 News, I believe, reporter who found this guy's house. This is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah. And confronted him.
And they're going to knock on the door.
Yep.
And they're going to bring this coach out, and they're going to throttle the guy, right?
Right, verbally, with questions.
Verbally throttle him. This is what happened.
Hi, are you Justin Hager?
No.
Oh, that's a... That's it.
That was it.
So let me explain it.
I think we know what happened.
He answered the door.
Yeah, and he said...
He's on a phone.
Yeah, and he said
His eyes are wide open because he's like, oh my goodness, I see a TV camera.
Right.
He gets asked the question, right?
Yeah. Hi, are you Justin Hager?
No.
He says no, and then he closes the door. So not only does he betray his own team, not only does he give plays to the opposing coaches, but now he's a liar. He won't even admit that he's this miserable human being.
You know what?
What?
I don't blame him for this.
Oh, you know what?
I blame the reporter.
All right.
Okay. You know what? I know.
Oh boy.
She did the best job she could.
Well, he slammed the door in her face.
That's why you wear, steel toe shoes as a reporter, so you can stick your foot in there
and say, you're gonna answer my questions.
There you go.
And if you don't like the questions,
tough.
I'm going to put a boot in you.
There you go. You wear those Doc Martens for a reason. So the first thing she said is never ask. Don't ask.
Assume.
Hey, are you? No, just say, hey. Hey, you, coach.
Are you this bad person?
No. Don't ask. Don't ask because then you can say no.
Oh, how about this? You're the bad person that.
Right.
Okay.
What's your response? What's your response to giving away all the plays?
Yeah. And putting kids' health at harm.
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
Instead of, hey, are you Justin Bieber? No.
Justin Bieber?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Justin Hager. So I wonder if he's packing the house up and he's getting out of town.
He looked like he was kind of busy.
It did look like he was kind of busy, and maybe there were some moving trucks in front of his house.
Not even going to do the yard sale. He's just going to pack it all up and move.
Hey, Justin, if you're listening, I'll drive your sorry rear end to the airport, and I'd be happy to get you out of town. I'm just saying.
I think would do even better if you just drove the moving truck to the next state
wherever you'd like to go, I will move it. You're listening to the Big Four at Four. Four big blockbuster stories. Big Story One is about disgraced Mountain Point assistant coach. He betrayed his own team. Now let's talk about, is he finally going to get the punishment he deserves? Because, he deserves something.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought that up. What could you do to this man?
You throttle him.
Well, besides a physical altercation.
Verbally throttle him.
What?
Give him a noogie.
What?
That's what I would do.
What are you now in high school?
I'd give him a purple nurple is what I would do.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, that would really teach him. And then put you in a four-figure leg lock or whatever it's called. So anyway.
It's a figure four leg lock.
There you go.
Get the wrestling term correct.
Hey, well, at least I kind of sort of knew what you were talking about. So here's what we tried to figure out.
Yes.
Could you get this guy on some kind of list, some kind of website, some kind of indicator that says, this guy turned on his own team? Well, now we have an answer.
Yeah. The Tempe Union High School District's Board of Governors did not accept his resignation. What does that mean? Because he tried to resign. They won't let him.
Right.
The rare decision not to accept Hager's resignation means he is still an employee. But now the district can formally fire him, potentially putting his teaching certificate in question.
Okay, if he were to leave on his own, they couldn't put his teaching certificate, hanging in the balance. They wouldn't.
Yeah, they couldn't. They couldn't say it's null and void.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So a formal termination requires the district to report their charges to the state.
Right.
which regulates all teaching certificates. The move by the board could potentially give the state reason to revoke Hager's certificate for good. They will take it away.
I guess just in this state, though.
He cannot take – right.
Right.
He cannot get it back. So technically, he's not allowed to quit without approval from the governing board.
There you go.
So he is now still an employee. He has not quit. He's still an employee. You know what I would do?
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
You
throttle him.
No, no, let's move on past that. If he's still an employee, that means he works for me and that he still works for this school.
Okay.
Okay. And he gave all the plays away to football coaches.
Yeah.
Can we make him the tackling dummy?
Ooh.
And just let the kids, everybody gets a shot at this guy.
Hey, it's football season,
is
right?
Is that a bad lesson to kids? No.
No.
I'm just wondering.
No. You know, this happened to me.
I'm coming from a place of anger, Mac.
You should.
So I don't know if I'm thinking completely
straight.
Straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. This happened to me when I was 16. I worked at a supermarket.
You were
and
a tackling dummy?
No, worse. They said I was quitting, or I told them I was quitting.
Mm-hmm.
They made me wash the entire supermarket with a mop and a bucket by myself, and then they made me clean the bathrooms, which they made sure needed to be cleaned.
Oh.
Now, see, usually I would be the guy to stand up and say, "Hey, no, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Don't go to that level." This time, I would do it. I would make sure that I would eat some, Thai food or Indian food.
We got it.
Hand him a toothbrush, and go at it, young man.
Okay.
That's your punishment.
Thai
food's very good.
Okay, I bet it is. With Bruce and Pamela today, David Hines joined them. He's the executive director of the AIA.
Is the AIA going to throttle him?
I don't know. Here's what I do know from listening to that interview. Because this now deals with, what do you do with the opposing coaches who took the information?
And may have used it. Some coaches say, I saw it. I reported it. I deleted it.
Here's what I got out of David Hines. I think what he's saying is that if you received an email from this guy Hager and you looked at it,
mm-hmm.
you need to, get this, investigate yourself and turn in a report to us.
Wait a minute. What?
That sounds to
me. Tattle on yourself?
Yeah, that sounds to me like, are districts going to investigate themselves and... Well, do they use the honor system? I mean, is that it?
Well, the district, like the principal or somebody could interview or investigate the coach. He's not saying, hey, if you use this, come forward because you need to unburden your soul. He's not saying that.
No, no.
Okay.
He's saying investigate yourself, report to us,
right.
The AIA, and then we'll give that to our board in October. I don't know. I think that there could – listen, if a coach took the information, an opposing coach,
which we know,
took the information,
yeah.
it's not below them to try and lie or scrub their email or what have you to weasel out of
this. But then they would get caught, though. By the district.
Well, they're investigating themselves. I don't like that they're investigating. Where's the third party to investigate them? Because if they're already...
I would think that would be the higher-ups in the district, right?
I'll investigate them. I have time on my hands. I can do it. Because I'll tell you right now...
You're not busy,
I'll throttle them.
Mm.
All right, that's big story one, talking about the disgraced, awful Mountain Point assistant coach.
Is this enough, though? Is taking his teaching certificate and putting him on the list in the state of Arizona enough? Because he could move to another state and start this crap all over again.
He could. You know what I would do? I would hire somebody to follow him around, and make sure that he's not allowed to teach at another school.
You're not busy. They could hire you.
I can do that, too. All right. Coming up in big story two on the Big 4 at 4, Arizona teen suicide has skyrocketed. Why? It's coming up.
The Big 4 at 4. Big Story 2.
More than 10 teens out of 100,000 nationally took their own life. In Arizona, the number is 13 of 100,000. Janice Huckabee, a doctor with Optum Population Health Management, says there are several factors behind the higher teen suicide numbers.
A feeling of social isolation, bullying in person or in cyberspace, drug use, difficulties at home with perhaps divorce.
The startling study... Arizona's teen suicide rate up 25% in the past 3 years.
That's staggering. I mean, just a staggering statistic. But this woman does say There are reasons for this. And the number one thing that stands out for me is isolation. As much as we have technology, as much as we have social media, as much as we're quote-unquote connected, teens, kids don't feel that connection. And I think that goes back to the parents. It goes back to the teachers. I'm not saying everybody's failing, but we've got to do a better job at reaching out. We've got to do a better job at making sure we see signs. We see kids who are struggling.
Yeah.
We've got to make sure that, and I hate to sound touchy-feely, they feel included, they feel valued, they feel wanted, so they don't go into this dark place of feeling isolated and all alone.
I think that one of the big problems, and you heard the list of what she was saying, the one thing that I think it is lack of God in people's lives. It seems that there are a lot of people out there that try so hard to keep God out of everything. And I think if these kids, you know, if they grow up in church, if they know that, you know, God loves them, they can always talk to him anytime, and they have someone who loves them unconditionally, it could give them hope. And what I see from society is a lack of God. And I think that these kids just don't feel loved. And, you know, I just think that if they know that there's one person out there that just loves them unconditionally like God does, they could have some faith, they could have some hope, and maybe it wouldn't be as dark a place. You're listening to The Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 3.
The Department of Justice has been involved in the decision to withhold that information from Congress. We do not know because we cannot get an answer to the question about whether the White House is also involved.
Okay, so what is that guy talking about?
This is weird.
It's really weird.
There's a whistleblower complaint that has been filed between the U.S. Intelligence Committee and the Congress involving the president's communication with a foreign leader, and it involves Trump interacting with a foreign leader and what they say is, quote, a promise.
Included a promise to this person.
That was regarded as so troubling, it prompted an official to say, I got to file a whistleblower complaint. This is not good. But other than that, we really don't. We don't know what foreign leader it is. We don't know what the promise is about. But again, this is a troubling sign that, you know, this could be an absolute nothing. This could be a hit job or you know, this could be something that doesn't make a lot of sense for the United States.
Yeah, or it could be, I don't know, he blurted something out. Now, what Trump said was, and I'll just kind of paraphrase it, why would I talk to a foreign leader and say something inappropriate? Oh, actually, I have the quote. Is anybody dumb enough to believe that I would say something inappropriate with a foreign leader?
Yes.
Of course we would think that.
Especially if she's female. Yes.
Well, no, I don't. Oh, geez, I don't think we're going there. I think where we're going is I don't think it's in a sexual nature. I think it's some type of promise.
I'm not saying it has to be sexual.
Okay.
I'm just saying around women.
Overboard.
He doesn't know how to act around people.
Well, I mean, could he say something inappropriate? Of course he could do that.
Absolutely.
Of course. But I have no idea what it is. And if you were to ask me now, do I think this will blow over or is it going to become a scandal? I think it's going to blow over. I just have a feeling it's not that big
a
deal.
Yeah, what would the promise be that somebody said, oh, I got to file a complaint. I promise to knock Kim Jong-un off.
I don't know.
I promise to,
know.
You know.
But the quote that said what he said was, it's so troubling. And I'm like, what did he do?
Yeah. And then he has the gall to say, who's stupid enough to believe that I'd say something inappropriate? Have you paid attention for the past 3 years, sir?
You're listening to The Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Four.
All right. There is a hoodie that is being sold, and it has the name of the schools where mass shootings have taken place.
Yeah, so one
says there are fake bullet holes in the hoodie. Why would a company make something like that?
So you've got one that says Sandy Hook, one that says Virginia Tech. You've got a number of different schools that you can buy or purchase this. Well, we thought, boy, what stupid person or what insensitive person is trying to make money off of a tragedy? And what the person, at least, this is what they're saying is, they've actually gotten positive feedback from people who lost loved ones and want it as a reminder to put out to people, hey, look, this is what happens in schools now.
It's like, I know this sounds a little insensitive, it's like a scoreboard.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Or a physical reminder, yeah. Hey, don't forget Sandy Hook.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That's it for the Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
Coming up next, will selfies get Elizabeth Warren all the way to the White House? Yeesh. That's next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos. Drive home informed and entertained. Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, 5:15, Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone in studio, his monthly exclusive interview. What was his initial reaction to finding out Arpaio was going to run for sheriff again? Well, we'll ask Penzone that question coming up. I think we learned something, certainly from the Trump victory in 2016, and that is, how do you connect? I know, it was weird. A billionaire is connecting with blue-collar workers. How in the world did that happen?
I remember those discussions of how does that happen.
Well, it did. It did. Hillary Clinton, who did she connect with? Not many people. Not many people came to see her. Not many people came to hear her. But Trump, I mean, everybody wanted to see the Trump show. So they came in droves. They're still coming in droves. The crowds are getting bigger.
Right.
So let me pose this question. Has, of all people, Elizabeth Warren, who is running for president, figured out how to connect with people better than anybody else?
You could make an argument that she has.
In a very specific way.
Right. In a very specific way, you could argue that she has. Will it make her the person to beat? I don't know.
Let me take a selfie.
If you go see Elizabeth Warren.
That's Elizabeth Warren?
No. Oh. If you go and see Elizabeth Warren, play along. If you go and see Elizabeth Warren and you want a selfie with her and there are 30,000 other people, guess what? You're getting a selfie.
Let me take a selfie.
Go ahead and explain this.
Okay, so what she is doing is this sounds nuts, but it's not. It sounds counterintuitive, but it's not.
Let me know if you want me to play that music again. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, nice already.
Let me take a selfie.
Okay, so Elizabeth Warren does her thing. She's on stage. She says, I'll give you free health care. I'll give you a free, back massage at work.
You're never going to have to pay for anything. Health care is free.
I'm not Native American. I'm Elizabeth Warren. Vote for me. Woo!
What?
Then she invites people who want to, after the speech, after the show, one-on-one, she will take a selfie with you. Now, so far, after she did this, after she started this, she's taken 59,000 pictures. That's got to go on the internet. That's got to go. Not even if all of them, but let's say half of them, okay? That's about 30,000 pictures, and that is word of mouth. That is powerful, where people are like, hey, look, I'm hanging out with this person. It makes her look accessible. It makes her look like she's on our level, everyday person level. It's a brilliant idea, but I hesitate. I don't know if it'll make her win, but it's a pretty good strategy right now.
When I see her talk, I kind of feel like she wants to put herself on a pedestal above everybody else.
But isn't that every politician?
I don't know. She kind of, I don't know. I always feel like she's talking down to me.
Oh. That's different.
Yeah.
She does come across condescending.
Yes.
And very strident.
I agree.
And very, school marmish of, I know what's best for you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
This way, she seems more approachable.
Okay. So, again, let's revisit 2016. How did Trump win? Well, Trump went on television show. Every night he was on TV. He was on a late night TV show. He was on CNN. And then he was on Fallon. And then he was on Fox News. And then he came on Mac and Gatos. I mean, he was on everywhere, right? And people were hearing what he had to say. And he used media better than anybody, maybe, in a long time. So that's part of how he got elected.
This is the exact opposite.
And I don't think it's going to work. I don't think you can win over people one at a time, because there are millions and millions and millions of voters out there. And I don't know if you can take a selfie with everybody and say, I'm a person of the people.
A new poll from NBC and The Wall Street Journal says Warren is in second place among black voters, which is, you know, outstanding because she wasn't registering with black voters at all. She's broadening her base, and it may just be, and again, I'm not saying she's going to win, but she's going up in the polls because people are talking about her and people are seeing it in social media instead of something that is manufactured
right.
and something out of her campaign. This is, hey, I am right next to this person running for office. How cool is this?
And let me make two very, very important points. Joe Biden is not winning over a whole lot of people. He has not been sharp. That's A.
Right.
And B, people are going out to see Elizabeth Warren. There were thousands of people in Tempe when she was here. And that's big. Ask President Trump. Because that guy fills a stadium now. I know he's the president now, but
it was different. It was to see the show.
Well,
why are they showing up to see Elizabeth Warren? I don't know.
Maybe Democrats think she's our best chance to get rid of him.
Maybe.
So if you want to go to an Elizabeth Warren, you know, event.
Let me take a selfie.
Go ahead and take a selfie.
Is she going to talk like that to you when, you know?
No, I hope not.
Hold on. Selfie. Hold on.
All right, coming up next.
OMG.
It's a mess.
Where?
At Area 51. You know that?
Area 51? You're not supposed to know about that.
You know how thousands and millions of people were going to go and storm it?
Yeah.
It started today.
We're
going to take you out there next to this absolute mess. Stick around.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos. Drive home informed and entertained. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News 92.3 FM.
A couple months ago, some yokel put on Facebook that they want to storm Area 51, which is in Nevada, which they say has aliens in it.
Spaceships.
So it took off. It became, you know, something that everybody wanted to do. And now the time has come. Alien Fest is happening this weekend, and people are already trying to storm Area 51. No. They need to get through Area 52 first, though, to get there.
Mm-hmm. So earlier today, we decided we've got to go out there. Not us. We've got to call somebody that's out there because I'm not going out there.
No way.
Alex Stone from ABC News. His job right now is to report on what's going on out there.
Oh, it's brutal.
Listen to this.
Joining us now is Alex Stone. He was not abducted by aliens, but I don't know if he's been probed. He's from ABC News, a correspondent in Rachel, Nevada, where the site of alien stock. Alex, how are you? Do you need help? Do you need us to send somebody out there to get you?
Hello, Earthlings. I have been probed, and now it hurts. Oh, man. Talk about true alien believers. They are here. They are in Rachel tonight, and they'll tell you that they've seen aliens, they've talked to aliens, they've seen UFOs, and they want to see some stuff tonight. But, you know, I asked them, how are the aliens going to know you're out here? They don't know there's this thing going on. They're going to fly by and, you know, rock the wings for you. But they want to see some stuff tonight. They're beginning to show up now.
Alex, what happened? Did you draw the short straw on this one, or are you exactly excited to be there?
Well, I think it's going to be fun. Tonight's going to be a little crazy. There's a lot of beer that's that folks are drinking right now, other drinks, not the media. That's later tonight. But the folks who are here, and so they're planning on, you know, kind of a cheap man's Burning Man where it's starting to rain here. It's getting muddy. Oh. They're still building the stages, but it's all, you know, where they've cleared out the desert landscape and put down soft soil for people to party in and to dance in. Oh. Now, the crowd is not the 2 million who had responded. Right now, there's probably about 100 RVs here and campsites, a couple hundred people in total. But tomorrow is the big day, the day that was advertised as the day to storm Area 51. So it may go up, but these folks are telling you they're not storming Area 51. First of all, most of them are way out of shape through the 20 miles of the desert to get to the gate. Even though we're as close as you can get, it's still 20 miles out there. They're not doing that. The guts are too big, and they're drinking a bunch of fruit. They're just here to party, and they say they just want to have a good time. But local authorities, they've been very worried about this. They've got an incident command post set up about 10 miles away, satellite dishes up, feds in there, locals in there, in case somebody does try to breach into Area 51. And the locals who live here, this is a town of 54 people, and they're all against it.
What?
Except for the owner of the Little Alien. The only business in town is the Little Alien, and she's the one who's been pushing this. even though the founder of Storm Area 51 bailed on this and is now doing his own event with Bud Light in Las Vegas, 3 hours away.
No.
But she's been pushing it. So you've got this weird dynamic of the locals are angry and they let you know it. As I came into town, I was warned to be careful who you talk to because the locals are rather angry and will tell you their two cents. And then you have folks coming in. I've met people from who have driven in from Illinois and Colorado. They tell me there are people here from Chile and from France who flew in, and they're just here to have a good time. And they're drinking beer, and they're telling their alien stories. Mm.
Alex Stone, ABC News. He is at the site of Alien Stuck. It is where people are going to run towards Area 51, and who knows. What's the best alien story you heard so far?
Well, the family from Illinois, they first went to Roswell before this and then drove here from Roswell. They claim they've seen them. They believe in them. They've had close encounters. They're all aliened out. Probably the best product I've seen so far. The closest gas station is 45 miles away.
Oh, geez.
I stopped to top off there before doing the final 45 miles. And they sell alien condoms there.
What?
And, yeah. The slogan on them is better safe than getting cloned.
Oh! Is it for the alien or for human beings?
I don't know. And I don't. If they're going to need those tonight, I don't want to know. But, and they glow in the dark.
So, of course. You know, of course they do.
Yeah, I put them up on Twitter. They're up on there if you want to see a picture of them. But so it should be interesting. We'll be camping here all night. Nobody's leaving from here. So
are you afraid for your life?
Are you afraid for your life?
Get out of there.
Well, we've got our Walmart bread and peanut butter and jelly. We're ready for tonight, so we're good to go.
You know, Alex, you bring up a great point there with your Walmart peanut butter and jelly. This is not a town that can support hundreds, even thousands of people.
54 people live there. That's it.
Right, right. There's no way these people, how long do you think they can possibly stay there? They don't have food. They don't have water. They don't have public restrooms. This could turn out to be a real problem in a couple of days.
Mm. Well, and that's why Matty Roberts, the founder of Storm Area 51, he bailed. He said he sees this as a humanitarian crisis. This is the fire festival all over again. Mm. The thing is, most people who are here seem to know what they were getting into. And so everybody's brought their own food and they brought their own booze and they're cooking and grilling and doing whatever they need to do. There is no food here. The little alien is closed. There is nothing else in town. The bathrooms are a couple of porta potties that they've got here, and that's about it. So to get to anywhere where there is a little bit of food in the form of a gas station, is 45 miles away at that gas station with the alien condom. So there's nothing, and you got to have enough gas to get out of here. As we were coming up here after leaving that town where they've got gas, it says next gas 160 miles. So
jeez.
You've got to know that you got enough gas to get back. That'll be the only thing is if people idle to power their stuff and to get air conditioning, and then they don't leave enough gas to get back.
Alex, if by some chance you get gas tonight and have to use the restroom, where are you going? Are you sharing?
In the truck. He's in the ABC truck.
Is there an ABC truck with a can in it?
Well, ABC is bringing in an RV tonight, but two things. Number one, they've already told us it's number one only in there. And number two, I have not been invited into that RV to sleep. They tell me they're bringing quite the bar, but to sleep tonight, I think I'm going to be sleeping in my rental car. I brought a pillow. I'm going to put the seat down.
Man.
I'll be sleeping in the car.
You're awesome. We got to talk to you tomorrow.
We'll check in with you tomorrow, Alex, and see if you survived the night.
Be careful.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Wow. Good luck, Alex. We're hoping you don't die. Coming up at 5 o'clock, KTAR News Expansion. 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather.